Welcome to the Hockey Hound Show. Join us as we break down the latest stories from around the National Hockey League, interviews, and more. Here are your hosts for the show, Michael Prieto and Matt Rezutis.
All right, welcome back to the Hockey Hound Show. I'm Mike, and I got my line mate Matt with me. And we would like to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Be sure to check us out on the Hockey Hound website, officialhockeyhound.com. Give us a like on Twitter. And be sure to keep tuning in. Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast app. We'd really appreciate it. And we'll get right into it. Matt, who were the three stars of the week?
Number one was Kyle Connor. He finished with 5 goals, 3 assists, and 8 points in 3 games.
Pretty
impressive. Yeah, pretty impressive for him. He's a very underrated guy. I think he could potentially be like a 40-goal guy in his future career. And the second star was Connor McDavid. This is probably a shocker for everybody that he's a top guy of the week, but he had 3 goals, 5 assists, and 8 points. And the Oilers are 5-0, and he's leading the way. So, and he actually assisted on Leon Draisaitl's 200th career goal. So those guys are gonna be at 500 in no time, goals apiece. That's how good they are.
You think they're gonna hit 500 goals, the both of them?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yep. They're I don't know about a Stanley Cup, but I think they're going to get to that milestone for sure.
You think they could do 50 goals in a year?
Yeah, I think Leon can easily, and I think McDavid could. I know he's a pass first kind of guy. He'll get more assists, but he's got a pretty underrated shot, and I think he can do it. And the third star was Ilya Sorokin from the New York Islanders. He went 3-0-1, and you know what? Ever since he played against the Blackhawks, he's really been on a little hot streak. They were kind of nervous about what was going on on the island. I was too, because this is the team I picked to win the cup. And they, they beat the Hawks, they beat the Coyotes, and I think the big thing was beating the Knights. That's like a good team to beat and kind of say, hey, we're for real. But they did lose to the Panthers and another top contender. I can't remember who, but it seems like they're back on track. But these are the three stars of the week.
Well, Sorokin, I read, went like 94 for 98 in like 5 games.
Yeah,
or was it four?
2 shutouts. I think he did get 2 shutouts in that span, which was pretty impressive as well.
That's pretty unreal. So, yeah, he's doing a great job. I mean, he's a good goalie, man. He proved it last year. I don't think that we could really put too much stock into what we've seen at the beginning of the year. Some great teams, some bad teams have started out really, really good. Some really good teams have started out bad, namely Vegas. I believe they're 2-5 right now, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with those guys. It's pretty concerning.
Well, considering Mark Stone's out, I think he's raring to come back for Vegas. Kind of the same thing with Pittsburgh. We've got, two teams that are really, really good. One is still playing good without its good players. I'm not saying they're good players. I would say they're star players in Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. They're out, but the team has just has gone on and the band keeps on playing. But that's not the case in Vegas. Alec Martinez has been out. Mark Stone has been out. These are two, pretty big pieces for the team.
Yeah, and Max Pack too. He's another huge, probably their best offensive player.
What's his status? Do you know when he's coming back?
I don't know. I think Stone is on LTIR now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's concerning. And, Robin Leonard, this is his first time, being the starting goalie. So it's, hopefully it gets better for him as well. I don't think he's the problem. It's just they're just not finishing games. I know we talked to our buddy Jason the other night, and he was pretty concerned about this. They haven't had a losing streak like this since they fired Gerard Gallant over it. I think they lost 4 in a row.
Right.
And I'm not sure what's going on there. They got to get it together though, because they're that roster's too good to be bad.
It is. And, it's really unfortunate because, this is really Leonard's opportunity with, he's got a really good team. He's the man. He's wanted to be the man for quite some time now, and he gets an opportunity and guys are dropping like flies, and Vegas is like 2-5 right now.
Yeah, they're at the bottom of the division right now.
Have you had kept an eye on the Blues at all?
Yeah, they're 4-0, undefeated. Bennington's playing great. They call him the one-hit wonder goalie, but it looks like he's back in business, and they're a scary team. They're actually playing the Kings tonight. The Kings are an up-and-coming team too, but I think they're going to have no issues with that team. They're still going to be undefeated after tonight, I believe.
Speaking of the Kings, Drew Doughty took a really questionable hit to his leg last week.
Right?
Yeah, it was knee to knee. I didn't like it. I thought that it was a trash hit, trash move. It's a potential career ender, really. When you start hitting guys like that, you know, it's like you got no regard for people. But he was having a great start to his season, and you know, this happens to him, and he needed a good start. Los Angeles has been a team to beat out there. And we'll see how they do tonight. I think I'm going to tune into that game.
Yeah, it should be a good one. Blues play tough, man. They're a tough team to play against.
Yeah, they are. But I think LA, the way that they're built, you know, they're kind of built to,
they're,
you know,
struggling
to play
bit,
teams like that.
Yeah, they're 1-3-1, but they do play that same kind of style as the Blues and, you know, like the Bruins. They're kind of tough, and it should be a good one.
Let's head off to the Canes. The Canes, the Panthers, and the Oilers, they are, along with the Blues, are the only undefeated teams left. So, how do you feel about the Canes, man, going forward?
You know, I didn't know how I felt about them letting Nedeljkovic go. And even not a big Dougie Hamilton guy, and they let him go. But, I mean, Freddie Anderson was, what a great pickup for them. He's playing great right now. The team's given up 7 goals against, and they have 18 goals for the plus 11 differential. They're 1-0 at home and 3-0 on the road. And I didn't think this team would be as good as they were last year, but they're proving me wrong. They kind of reamped the roster a little bit. But it's pretty scary, man. Rob Brindamore's a great coach. And Kotkaniemi, he scored a goal against Montreal the other day. So, I mean, everyone's contributing on that team. So, maybe they're going to be a favorite in this the division this year. But they're playing well, but the Rangers are also playing well. They're 4-1-1. They've been having some good comeback victories from behind. But, hey, they're still 4-0, the Canes. So, they're still the team to beat for me in the Metro.
I wasn't expecting them to keep carrying on the way that they were with the loss of Nedeljkovic and Dougie Hamilton, really, at the end of going into this season. I was looking for them to kind of take a step back, and that hasn't happened. You know, they're kind of just rolling along, you know, maybe like they knew something that we didn't know. You know, maybe Dougie Hamilton wasn't really a big piece to them, and they're showing it by they let him go for nothing, and they roll on.
Freddie Anderson is playing well with no pressure. You know, like we said before, the Carolina media is not the Toronto media. It's
right.
Got to be a lot easier to play hockey there. I know there's pressure, you know, as a player, a pro, but not as much as Toronto. And he's really playing well. And he's definitely been the difference maker for that team.
Do you think he's going to have less injuries now that he's in this kind of environment comparative to how he's been before?
What he has to do is prove that he can win the big game. He didn't do it with the Ducks, and he didn't do it with Toronto. And he's pretty much on a team just as good as all three of these now. I mean, if not, you know, equal skill-wise. He's got to prove he can go out there and win this big one now. This is his time now.
Do you think that he can?
With the Canes, I think they're more complete than the Leafs were.
How so?
But the Ducks, the year, 2015 against the Hawks in the Western Conference Final, I think it was Game 7, he did not play well at all. He choked. And I think that's what let him out. But so hopefully you can turn it around here.
How do you think let's compare the Leafs to the Canes roster-wise. How would you say that the Canes are a better team?
Listen, the depth, the defensive depth, and the goaltending depth. They got Antti Raanta as the backup, and he's a Stanley Cup champ. The defense is more complete. It's not just Morgan Riley and Jake Muzzin, and obviously you got Matthews, Tavares, and Marner. But what have they done? They have done nothing in the playoffs. They proved that they're not scoring goals. These got the Canes. They got all kinds of guys contributing. They got Aho, who's their like top guy. Tara Vinen, he's playing well. They got, and now Freddie Anderson, and if he's healthy, he hopefully he can get him over. I think that he could.
Really?
I like the coach better. I think Rod Brendamore is just a better coach. I think obviously the depth of, what was Willie Nylander, I think, was the best player on the team.
Yeah, during the playoffs last year, he was
making $6 million a year. These other guys are making what, 13, 12, 13? They didn't do nothing.
Yeah, they didn't do anything.
So it's just a better managed team, I think. And I think Toronto is going to, they're struggling right now too, but they should make the playoffs, but I don't really see much of a change. They got to go out and their top guys need to perform.
Yeah, it seems like the top guys can't perform and that the Canes are performing as a team. You know, kind of all man on deck type of a thing. Everybody's contributing. It's the same thing with the Islanders. It's every guy on deck. Every single person is contributing on that team.
The best quote I heard was the Islanders, they just suffocate you until you're done. And then they attack and beat you. And that's what they're doing. Their goaltender's keeping them in the game. And they're just scoring just enough goals to win the game, and boom. And it's a suffocating gameplay, and that's what teams do. The good teams with depth do.
Where are you at with the Panthers, man? The juggernaut, they're just running through everybody.
I'm impressed with Bobrovsky getting his game back together. Coach Q's got him back. Even Spencer Knight, hey kid, you're going to play against the Lightning, the two-time Stanley Cup champion back-to-back. And he beats him. And, man, they're just a good team. Barkov, underrated guy. Huberdeau, underrated guy. Even Duclair, Anthony Duclair. The guy's been bouncing around all over the place. It seems like he found his home in Florida, playing great. And Sam Bennett is just tearing it up. I actually got him on fantasy, and he's one of my top-producing guys. And they're on, man. I think they're hungry, and this could be their year, and making me like second guess myself picking the Islanders this year, the way Coach Q's got the Panthers playing.
So do you think it's going to be Islanders versus Florida in the Eastern Conference Finals?
It could. It very well could be. They got to prove that they can beat the Lightning first, and you know what? They did during the season. Well, let's see them in a best-of-seven series.
Right. Wow, really interesting. So what about the Oilers, man? How do you think that they're going to pair up going forward? Do you think that this is going to be, you know, they're just going to tear through the league and then maybe bow out in the first round? Or do you think that they might find a little bit of challenge along the way?
Well, I mean, for the next decade, we're probably going to see Connor and Leon on the top of the stats list. I mean, every day. I just don't know about the goaltending. They added Keith and just to kind of fix that second pairing, which, you know, their defense isn't bad. It's really not. They really improved their defense. Just the goaltending, I think, is the weak link. And it's hard to say what they're going to do in the playoffs. Maybe Connor and Leon will turn it up 1 year and, you know, just take over like they do in the season and just blow through everybody. But I don't know. They got to get through. Who do you think is going to come out of the Pacific with them? You think it's going to be the Knights? Or
no.
I think they're in a really weak division, and it's going to help them get farther than the first round this year, for sure. I think they'll make the second round, but after that, I don't know.
I think they've got to go through the Kings, and I don't think that it's going to happen.
Oh, against... I guess so. I guess it could happen, but I just don't know if the Kings can match up against that offense.
Yeah. Do you think that they could play them in, you know, tight enough where they kind of bring them down to their level?
The 2012 Kings? Yes. I think that they would destroy this team. But I just, it's too hard. It's too early to say for me. But the way Connor and Leon are playing, it's like they haven't missed a beat in the last 2 years. They're just going to keep rolling and padding the stats and breaking records probably. And they're a fun duo to watch.
Do you think that Vegas is in panic mode right now?
Well, talking to our buddy, yeah, I mean, he's a big Vegas guy. He said the last time they lost four in a row, they fired the coach, which was Gerard Gallant. And he's a good coach, you know, currently on the Rangers now. They're playing well. They're missing Mark Stone's really hurting them, I think. The captain, he's like their leading goal guy. Max Pacioretty, another guy. And it's just not working out. I know the Islanders are a good team, but I don't know. They're at the bottom of the Pacific, which is like, you look at like our predictions and stuff. I thought these guys would be 1-2 with the Oilers, and they're at the bottom, which is very, Seattle's ahead of them. I mean, it's very early. Hopefully they get it together, but just something that I did not expect at all.
I wasn't expecting it either.
I thought they'd be fine, you know, if even undefeated at this point, but they're not. So hopefully they get it together. And the Boer is, he's an okay coach. I've never really been a huge fan of him, but maybe they need a coaching change too. Maybe they can call up Jeremy Colleton. Or let the players coach. Did you see that shit show last night? Did you see that dumpster fire last night of the players taking the dry erase board from Colleton?
I did. It was brutal.
Do you think that was Colleton saying, here, you guys just do it, I'm done?
Do you think that Colleton can get another job after this?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he'll... Maybe in the minors, I don't see any NHL team calling this guy. Unless they want their defense to be awful and give up a shit ton of odd man rushes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the Blackhawks are in a, I want to say, a dire state. Not because of, you know, their record. Yeah, their record's atrocious right now. 0-5-1. A lot of people are blaming Seth Jones single-handedly for it. I completely disagree. It's a coaching issue that we have here. The biggest issue that we have here is that Jeremy Colleton cannot coach at this level. I don't think that he has the ability to, because I think that he doesn't see what is wrong with the team. You know, he says all the right things in interviews, which is probably why he still has a job. But he doesn't see that the defense is a huge problem. And I don't know, like, what's going on with this so-called system that he has, but it doesn't work. If it's so complicated that you've got world-class athletes that are confused on the ice, there's something wrong with it. And I think that it's time for the Chicago Blackhawks to move on from this guy. I don't think that he's done enough in his 3 years to warrant that he continue on as the coach. If he isn't fired, I would say within the next 2 games, I think that Danny Wirtz should fire Stan Bowman, because if Stan Bowman can't see that he is the problem, then I would call it gross negligence. I'm sorry, negligence and incompetence. And then he needs to go too. And you know, put somebody in to fill in at GM, move up Mark Crawford to be the head coach just for the remainder of the season. And then next year or during the year, you can get an executive search going on. And a head coach if Mark Crawford doesn't work out well and things don't shape up with this talented team. But I don't know if this is the plan that I don't know if they're going to try and tank so they get a good draft pick. But
well, pick's gone. That's the problem.
Yeah, I thought it was conditional or something.
I don't know, man. I think that they're wasting time. I mean, it's really hard to recover from this. But it's embarrassing when they show the coach just kind of handing the erase board to Dominic Kubalik, of all people. And he writes up something. I think you just lost your locker room. You lost the fan base. You lost a lot of the media today. We're just ripping him in half for that. But the Coyotes are the other team that, we expected the Coyotes to be bad.
Yeah, look at the roster that they have.
They're going to be collecting draft picks. I think they're going to get rid of Kessel and probably get another first round pick at the deadline, if maybe sooner. But they got guys that are, you know, they're minus nines. You got like two guys on the team minus nine. It's expected though. They took on bad contracts for teams and just like the dumpster. It's what it is. And I don't really see anybody that I'd keep on that team. Maybe I'd keep that Clayton Keller, who's a young 23-year-old kid. He's got some potential, but other than that, I don't know why I'd keep any. These guys aren't going to last one or maybe two, 3 years max. But hopefully they want to probably get that first round pick and, you know, rebuild the correct way, just completely tank, get rid of guys and just keep collecting picks, and that's what they're doing. So who do you think is going to win first, the Yotes or the Hawks?
Well, I'm talking with my heart here. I think that the Hawks will, and they should, to be honest with you.
I think they got Toronto next, right?
Well, you know what's funny, man? If they play Toronto and they win, the Toronto media is going to go berserk.
That city's going to burn. Oh, boy.
They're going to go berserk. Imagine the Blackhawks with all their problems. They come in and they shut out the Toronto.
I really don't see it happening. I think that Matthews is going to get a hat trick. I think they're just going to just turn it up. Poor Fleury. I just feel bad for Marc-Andre Fleury. He probably should have. He's like, I should have just stayed in Vegas with my family and just got a job somewhere else. Just being like a goaltending consultant and just left my career as on top, like a Vezina winner. Now I'm going here and my goals against average is like at 5-something. It's poor. I mean, it's not all his fault. He gives up some softies, but the Hawks are getting outshot like what, 35 to 20. There's like 20 odd man rushes a game.
Yeah.
This guy can't catch a break. I don't blame him or Seth Jones. I don't get why everyone's attacking Seth Jones. Who cares how much money he's making? You're not paying him. You don't have anything to do with that.
Well,
he's still a good player. The team is just very, very bad right now.
Well, if you talk to people, they'll tell you right now, 5 games into this season, about the entirety of the contract or whether it's worth it or not. And I think
making $5 million a year this year.
No, but they're talking about the full contract of his full $19.5 million contract.
I don't get why people get mad about what they make. I mean, Kotkaniemi, he's making 6. That's insane to me. But I mean, I'm not paying it. like I said last podcast, the Canadians should be happy. They're gonna get a freaking pick for this guy who's got 21 goals in his career.
I think people are looking in terms of cap and worth comparative to other players that are really, really good. And his pay, I think that's where it comes from. But you know what?
Well, look at all the guys that got paid this year. The defenseman, Darnell Nurse. What has he done? Nothing. Jones, nothing. Who else?
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Nothing.
Nothing. Look at Drew Doughty. He's making $10 million a year. He has 2 cups, gold medal, a couple Norris trophies, I think. And he actually accomplished something. And they say he makes too much. Erik Karlsson makes $13 million a year. What does he do besides be a minus player every year? Nothing. So I don't know why people get so upset about one player making a lot of money, but it doesn't concern us. So who cares? I mean, I don't blame Erik Karlsson for the Sharks being bad. The Sharks are actually good, and he's actually playing well.
Yeah, he is. They're actually having a really good season.
They don't attack him for being overpaid. They think, wow, he puts up a lot of big numbers and stuff. But since he's joined the Sharks, he's done nothing.
Yeah, I think his best years were in Ottawa.
Oh, for sure. That year they made the final, I think he won the Norris that year. Or was it 2010? No, Duncan Keith won in 2010.
Yeah.
I forget which year, but he won a Norris Trophy. He was good. I know he got hurt, a bad like ACL or was it an MCL tear? Some guy put a skate right on his ankle.
Yeah, I thought he's got an ankle injury. Yeah.
Yeah, he was good in Ottawa. He did good, but he wanted to get paid and Ottawa wasn't going to do it. But I think a lot of these Ottawa fans still think like he's like that. He's not. He's not the same guy.
Yeah, he's not.
And Brett Burns isn't even the same guy. He's a great player. He's very very entertaining guy. He's got a cool beard. He's got a nice smile with 2 front teeth missing, but
or four.
He had a great highlight reel goal last year. I think he skated through the whole team of the Wild off of faceoff, which was great. But, you know, the Sharks are 4-1. That's another surprising team we didn't think that would, you know, be on top of the Pacific.
Yeah.
Crazy, actually.
Yeah, they're playing really, really good, man.
They don't even have a goalie, a true number one goaltender, and they're playing well.
Yeah, they are. I think Buffalo's lost their last two games. Maybe they're coming back down to earth.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a... I'm pulling for them. There's no way. I'm glad that they're winning. I think they're 3-1-1. They are 3-1-1. And, you know, they got their top player out with that whole drama, and they're playing well. Even Detroit, they're 3-2. Just teams, like, you look at the top of the standing, it's like, what are these guys? What do they think they're doing, you know? And I was impressed with Columbus's start. They came out of the gate hot. I think they dropped the last two. They're 3-2. But still, I thought they'd be like the Coyotes and the Blackhawks, but proven people wrong.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the point. What if, you know, things turn around in Chicago with the new coach and, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury, he turns his play around. You know, what if the Sabres, you know, come in and, you know, they turn their team around. They become a 500 team without a star player. You know, these are really cool things that can happen who knows? You know, it's too early in the season, but I'm happy about it, man. You know, the Rangers talk about a lot of money. You know, the Rangers are, they're off to a red hot start right now,
They've had a great, great summer. Chris Drury retooled that team and they're playing great. 4-1-1. They have 14 goals and 13 against plus one. That's not great. But they were in the rebuild mode and they're kind of going. They want to be a contender. I think some people actually picked the Rangers to win the Cup. I know some people. And then you look at you look down the list of that conference. Division. You got Carolina 4-0. You got Pittsburgh 3-0-2. You got Washington's actually 3-0-2. I thought that they would be worse actually, with Backstrom being out and, you know, Ovi's getting older, but they're hanging on. It's a very good division. The weakest team in the division, I'd say right now, is Philly. They're at the bottom and they're still 2-1-1. So every team they're winning. They have over a 500 record in that division.
Really competitive.
Arguably it's like the best division right now.
Yeah. They're playing hard, man. They're playing hard. They say Crosby is about
very close.
Yeah. He's getting really, really close to coming back. I think I haven't heard anything and no word about Malkin yet.
Yeah, and I heard he was skating without pads, I think, but he'll be a while. There's no reason to rush him. They're playing well. Make sure he's 100%, and hopefully they're still in the playoff hunt. They should be. They're playing great.
You know, it almost begs to ask. They're playing so good without him. You know, does that affect contract talks with Evgeny Malkin? Because if he's looking at the screen and Pittsburgh isn't winning, that gives him a lot of leverage. Pittsburgh has been pretty dominant, man, in some of these games.
Been very good.
And you know what? What are we going to pay you $9 million for when you're only going to play 50 games a year? Maybe even 40 games a year.
I don't think he'll be looking for that much. I think six I hope or not. Seven. Yeah, I think six or seven, maybe a year, like a year-by-year kind of extension.
He might be looking for Ovi money.
He'd be crazy then. I think that's crazy that he took that, 5-year deal he signed this summer, which is kind of nuts, Ovi.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to break Gretzky's record.
Yeah, I understand, but wouldn't you want to take a less cap hit to keep your team like a contender?
No,
he's got the money
because he's playing to break Gretzky's record. That's it. That's all it is.
If you're in there to break a record, wouldn't you think you'd take a less hit for your team so you can surround yourself with better players?
Well, if you take a look at what the Capitals are now, you would probably think that they owe it to him.
Yeah, they're 3-0-2. I thought they'd be terrible this year. So it's weird. It's been a weird year. And actually, on my way home in today, I was listening to XM. They were talking about the Golden Knights going for Jack Eichel. And I'm like, you guys are nuts. And then when you sit down and actually think about it, like, the Knights, they need help. They need help at the center ice position, and he's a very good center iceman. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that one?
I don't see it happening.
How would you do it? Like, where would you start?
I think that the Knights would need a center to come in right now to fix it. Not a guy who needs to come in, have surgery, a major surgery, rehab, and then come in. They need a guy to come in right now today. And I just don't see that working out there.
Well, they can always have them for the future, you know, if they had to move some pieces and if they know they're not going to be going for it this year, at least they can have them healthy for next year.
Oh, dude, they're definitely going for it this year. They've been going for it every year for the past 5 years since their existence.
That's what you want out of your team, and I respect that, but it's not going well down there.
No, I don't think I honestly don't think that they will. They're in a win now mode. They're not in a looking to wait for Eichel to get better. They need to try to win the cup this year.
Yeah.
But cool, man. You know, really, really exciting, man. A lot going on in the league. It's really cool. I'm so glad, you know, hockey's back. Getting days of, like yesterday, I was watching football. Then I put hockey on. And it's just awesome, man. It's just awesome. But that's all that we got for you guys tonight. We really appreciate everybody tuning in. Do us a favor. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And we'll see you on the next show, Friday morning. This is the Hockey Hound Show. We're out of here.
Thank you for listening to the Hockey Hound Show. You can follow us on social media at Hockey Hound Show. And be sure to check out our website at www.officialhockeyhound.com.